it's not a fight. It's a squabble. Mm. You know, like when you have a disagreement with your family and it's like an ongoing argument and it's just nonsense. I think every family's going through this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having an issue right now. Well, my wife will explain.
Because I told my grandmother there was a notification on the neighborhood app that there was a bear a few streets over. And she was watching the dogs. And when we got home, she said how she was looking in the trees every time she went outside. She thought there was a bear was going to come jump in our pool. And now if I call her to come help with the dogs, she asks me if there's any bears in the yard.
As if one is going to maul her on the way from the driveway to the front door.
And she keeps telling me, every time I go outside now, I look in the trees. I'm like, you really should be looking on the ground to make sure he's not running towards you. Stop looking in the trees. But it's an issue because I'm not sure that she goes out with the dog. She might just open the door and let them out there now as a bear snack.
Yeah, now we don't have anybody to watch the dogs. Like every time you ask one to come over, and it's not even just for the dogs, like invite her over for a barbecue and whatever. She's like, I don't know. Where's the bears? Have you seen any bears? To be fair, to be clear, we never actually saw any of the bears ourselves.
Nope.
You're just getting reports that there's a lot of bears around this year. That's all.
Yep.
We don't live in the Yukon. This is not Canada. I don't expect, like, you know, when you get out of a car, you know, like a grizzly bear is going to come running out of the woods at you or something like that. You know, these are timid bears. They're smaller bears. And again, we have not seen any bears.
That's a pretty ridiculous squabble your family's having.
That's what's going on right now. It's been going on for weeks.
Yeah.
It's been going on for weeks.
We've been having a family squabble because we've been planning forever to go to Italy next summer to see my family, of my family. And finally, we're going to go. We're going to go next summer. Now, my father had it set that he wanted to go at the end of August, early September. Mm-hmm. Now, we were able to get tickets to see Taylor Swift in Milan, but it's in July.
I can't believe Taylor Swift is tearing apart your family.
Oh, my gosh. And he's like, we're not going in on July. You know how hot it is? I'm like, but Dad, I bought tickets for me, my daughter, and my mom. You know, I go, we're
going to go in
July.
Is there a big difference between July and August?
Well, it's less tourists. Like, okay. My dad's from Italy.
He's
like,
got a plan.
He's got a thing in his head.
In his mind, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. And he keeps arguing with me. I go, well, there's no world where we go to Italy twice next summer.
Right.
So
that's a fair point, right? And I can't say for 2 months, as wonderful and glorious as that would be.
If I want to continue being employed,
right.
They're not going to let me go live in Italy for 2 months.
Too bad, huh?
Oh, squabbles. Such a weird word. Say it out loud. Squabbles.
Mm.
Families have them all the time. Arguments. They're kind of light. They're funny, but they're annoying, right? Amanda?
My family and I are fighting about retirement homes right now, and it's not because someone's moving into a retirement home. I was visiting my parents. I was like, oh, what kind of retirement home would you guys like to go in one day? And this is like, I mean, you don't know my age, but this is like 30 years premature conversation. But I just thought it would be better to talk about when it wasn't like a big deal. But apparently my mom and dad really hated that I brought this up. So we are definitely in a fight about their future retirement homes that I'm going to be choosing for them in 30 years.
I don't think that's a bad thing to do. I think that's so smart. So many times, when it gets to like that time where you have to make those decisions, you don't know what to do. It's nice when everybody's on board.
I was like, I feel like it's way less awkward to talk about this now.
Like my dad is young as well. My dad's 62 and he always says, just put me anywhere. I don't care. Put me in a home.
Right.
But I'm going to have him write that down. So because in 25 years, when that time actually comes, I can be like, Dad, you told me I could choose whatever I wanted. Here we are.
Yeah.
Maybe I stepped a couple lines because I also was like, and we're going to get rid of all, you know, like everybody has like heavy furniture. Like we all are collecting stuff throughout our life. And so they have all this beautiful furniture. And I was like, guys, we are going to, you know, sell it or, you know, give it to all the family that you'd like it to go to. And I'm just going to buy you like really nice IKEA stuff so that eventually I can just toss it. But, like, I feel like that maybe I crossed the line. But I thought it was a great idea. Like, let's get everything sorted, you know.
They're 56 and you're talking about burning their furniture.
That was probably a bridge too far. Right. I would have pulled that one back. Right.
Maybe that's why the fight happened. I don't know.
Samuel, what's your family fighting about right now?
Well, I have 4 siblings. And, like, Netflix is cracking down. So we're kind of all fighting over my mom's Netflix account. Who's gonna stay on and who's gotta find their own?
You are adults.
So yeah, I mean, pay the 20 bucks.
Yeah, everybody's got to get their own Netflix account.
I don't agree.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about an argument, right? People dig in.
Mm. Still on my mom's AAA account, though. Never giving that up. Never. Haley, what's your family fighting about right now?
Sadly enough, we're all kind of just fighting with my brother about him getting married to this monster of a person. And, like, the wedding's in, like, 3 months. And, yeah.
It's a big word.
It's not a fun time at the house right now. Yeah.
Oh, monster.
It's a lot.
Why is she a monster?
She's not a good person. Too much details to even go into the saga. But essentially, like, we just all feel like he's kind of very much forcing this whole thing to happen and under, you know, not all the good reasons and circumstances. So that's just, we're all kind of pitted towards, you know, this not happening.
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's your family, so I'm going to stay out of it. But
yeah. Like,
I mean, somebody's getting married.
You know,
get over yourself.
Yeah.
It's not y'all's choice. Yeah. Get out of the way.
But what if she can stop a mistake from happening?
Oh, come on. It ain't a TV show.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. 3 months out, they're on the wedding march. It's happening. So you guys better get on board.
No, follow your heart.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good luck with that. Estranged brother. See you in 10 years, I guess.